Okay, some people are just not getting it, but so let me just say it as clear as I'll get out. If this might offend some people, but that's all right. It's the truth, and the truth will set you free. Now, if it's a saved man or a saved woman, they should be able to hear me. The unsaved are going to get mad. We're talking about types and shadows and archetypes. We're talking about the types and shadows pointing to a deep spiritual truth. So all around you, you see a box. Amazon's grown, all the box, you know. The Machine Man, you see it in Doctor Who series, Star Trek, you see it in all the series. You see the Machine Man, not only are they trying to make a Machine Man time into a computer or a machine or metal, you know, the Bible talks about the clay and the iron can't mix, you know. So they're trying to tie a man in to a Machine Man. They're trying to do chemical stuff on the human. You see it in all the recent series, the last 4 or 5 years, where they're all of them. There's the Tomorrow People, the Jessica Jones series, and all those series that they're just the same copy of each other series. They just have a little twist on it, but they end up in those series, so they use chemical treatments or whatever. And they take them when they're young and do treatments on them to try to make them stronger or have life extension or whatever. But it's all the Machine Man, whether it's a chemical, whether it's a computer, whether it's a machine, whatever it is. Whether it's a clone or a robot or whatever, it's man trying to make the Machine Man, just like the Nazi Germany, trying to make the perfect man, because they worship man. They worship the human. They worship mankind. They want to make man perfect because they worship the natural. This is why they worship Mother Mary. This is why they worship the Queen of Heaven. This is why they worship Mother Earth. This is why they hug the trees. This is why they worship the animals. Because they love the natural above the spiritual. They love the creation more than they love the Creator. And so the woman, the unsaved woman, has built into her body a box. The box. Man is trying to open the box, right? You're in a box, cube box. The box is the cube. It's the 666 dice. It's a little bit dicey down here, right? The flesh mind. The woman's the flesh side of Adam. The woman is the flesh side of Adam. The woman's the glory of man. Man's the glory of God. There's your typology fractal right there. The woman loves the home. She loves being at home because a home is a box. She loves taping. She loves making her home nice because the home is little boxes and cubes. Little rooms are boxes. Man loves his car because a car is a machine. Just like he looks at a car and he gets all goo-goo about a nice car, just like he does about a woman. Why? The typology. Man loves his cars, his machines. He loves the car. He gets all excited about his car, his computer. His computer, you know, they spend a lot of money on computers. The machine, the machine. Why would man get so excited over a car or a machine, or a motorcycle, just like he does about a woman, almost? He's sitting there thinking, okay, same with a truck. So the machines are supposed to help you. What's the woman? The woman is a helpmeet suitable. The machine, whether it's a tractor or whatever it is, man gets excited because the machine helps him make a living and do his job. Makes life easier. So the woman's supposed to be a helpmeet suitable. See the typology? A helper. That's the way it's supposed to be. Now they try to flip it upside down. I know that. Why do women like their washing machines and their microwaves and their dryers? Because it helps her do her job. machine. It's a help. Why does a boss like employees or the staff, S-T-A-F-F, that helps? Because they help run the ship. They help run the ship. S-H-I-P, the hip. All around you, you see boxes, you see Rubik's Cube, all the movies, you see the Borg Hive, the 666 flesh mind. The flesh mind can't understand the spirit mind. It's counterintuitive. And the flesh mind only can understand what's in itself. And so because man is born in sin, he's born in the cube, the flesh mind. Everything in front of him is a representation of the flesh mind when he's in the flesh mind. So you're in your house, you're in a cube, you're in a box, you're in a car, you're in a cube, you're in a box. You go to your office, you're in a cubicle, you're in a box. You play dice, you play with your dice, right? It's a box. You use money to spend money to buy products. Money is mammon. The flesh, mammon, man. Israel had their money, right? The measurement, the 18 inches is your forearm. Everything in front of you in the natural is the cube. Because it's all you know when you're in the flesh mind. You only know the cube. A TV box. A TV used to be a box. They used to call it an idiot box. Now it's a flat screen. I'll have to think about that one. But it used to be the idiot box. The TV was the idiot box. Now it's still a square. Still a cube. It's still kind of a cube, but it's a flat cube. Still a box. Microwave's a box. Dryer's in a box. Washing machine's in a box. 666. Refrigerator's in a box. Everything's a box down here because it's the flesh mind. You can only understand what's in you. Now what happens is when you get saved, you can see outside the box. After you get the Holy Spirit, you can look at the box from the outside in. And so no longer do you look at a house as just a house. You look at a house, you say, oh, that's a dwelling. To dwell. D-W-E-L-L. Your house is to be a dwelling so you can be well. It's not a place for fighting. It's a place for healing. It's not a place for disorder. It's a place for order. There should be order in the home. So when you're in the flesh mind, you only see stuff according to the natural, and it's actually an image, a reflection of your flesh mind. So man, through the 666 machine man, you see it in all the movies. It's written in all the movies. In 1929, Metropolis, Machine Man. You see, man is trying to escape the judgment of God, the disease, the sickness. The man is trying to escape death through inventions. God made man upright, but he sought out many devices or inventions. Man is trying to escape the judgment seat of God, the Bema seat and the great white throne judgment. Those that are saved, they want to meet God. So the Bema seat, yes, you will be judged according to things in the body, but at least you're saved. But the natural man is trying to escape the great white throne judgment. He's trying to get out of this cube with the energy of the cube. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mankind is trying to escape death. Mankind is trying to escape judgment. Mankind is trying to escape sickness and weakness through the machines that he creates, and he's trying to bypass God's plan and program, but he's trying to get out of the machine by using machine tools. And this is why they end up worshiping the female goddess. They worship the female. Mother Mary, Mother Earth, the goddess, the queen bee, the Jezebel, the harlot riding the beast, Revelation. I went through Revelation verse by verse 8 times. And the reason I'm where I'm at today is because there was one verse in the Bible. It says, count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. 666. Man's number is his worst enemy. Your forearm is 18 inches. From your elbow to the tip of your fingers, 18 inches. 6 plus 6 plus 6. They call it, I keep forgetting what that's called. It's like a cubic or something like that, but it goes back to the cube. And if you read Ephesians 4 in the Greek, you see that the word cube is deception. Many deceptions out here. And so all around you, people worship their creation, their works, their image, their efforts. Mankind is the Jezebel spirit, which is a legalistic spirit, which is a perfectionist spirit. They worship the works of their hands. They worship their image. They worship what they can do. They worship their accomplishments. They worship themselves. And this is the cube system that started in Genesis 3. Hath God said, you shall not surely die. You can be gods. You can be your own god or goddess, he told Eve. You can be your own goddess, Eve, and you can worship yourself. And that's why the devil fell. And that's why mankind fell. The machine man typology, the archetype in all the movies, all the music, all the videos, Rihanna, Lady Gaga, Poppy's doing all of them. Poppy even tried to start her own church just to mock everything. She was mocking you. And so everything around you is the cube flesh mind, where they worship Mother Earth, they worship matter, the material, they worship the creation instead of the creator. It's encoded in every movie, every song, every building that you build, the cube box. They want you to worship the material realm instead of worshiping God. They even try to change God the Father into God the Mother. Now, how crazy is that? They even try to say that the Holy Spirit's female, which is a lie from the pit of hell. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Jesus walked on earth, went back, sent the Holy Spirit, and it's Colossians 1:27. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Spirit and the bride say, come. The Spirit is not the female. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Holy Spirit in you. There's no marrying or giving in marriage in heaven. So in the spirit realm, there's neither male nor female, Jew or Gentile. In Christ, everybody's one. So the born-again woman, she understands down here that in the natural, there's types and shadows for the home, for her, the way she dresses, the way she her hair, everything about her, she should be like a woman. And the man should have, the Bible says it's a shame for a man to have long hair. That's Bible. Why? Because it's not following the typology. Doesn't matter if you like what I'm saying or not. This is the truth. And so as you look around you, you see Amazon. He's the guy who's running that's going to be a trillionaire soon. And what's he doing? He's shipping boxes. He's shipping boxes. They worship him. Look at the Apple guy. They worship Steve Jobs, job, just over broke, J-O-B. And so they worship Steve Jobs, S-T-E-V-E. So there's the E-V-E. They worship Steve, Eve, jobs, works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings, the material realm, work. produce. Instead of faith alone and Jesus alone, they want you doing something. They want you building something because they want you to be in the program. It hit me like a ton of bricks. Why does Bill Gates hate the Africans and hate black people? Why does he want to kill black people? Because most of them rebel against the system. Now, if they take over and create their own system outside of the system that we have now, goes back to Egypt, then they would end up having their own magician priest class, and it would still be another worship of mankind. So they're rebelling against the system. But if they create their own system, we're going to have Egypt again. It doesn't matter if it's Chinese, African, Russian, Mexican, anybody who takes over, because the God of this world is the devil, the Bible says. The God of this world system's the devil. And so man is his worst enemy. He's going to create a cube, another kind of cube, and he's going to worship himself. Until he gets saved, mankind, the unsaved, unregenerated mankind, no matter who runs the system, is going to end up worshiping themselves and their works, the works of their hands, and the mammon, and the moon, and the stars, they're going to worship the creation instead of the creator. So the cube typology, the cube archetype, is in Doctor Who, it's in Star Trek, it's in The Fringe. So they had these guys who took some kind of thing in the back of their head, and they became like robotic, you know, and they were really smart about how this whole thing worked. They became robotic, but they were still human, but they were tied into a robotic thing, and they lost their humanity. So you ship stuff in a box, you play games with dice. So you're in a cube system, and man doesn't want to die. It's a simulation, and man, the people who really do the deep studies, the esoteric people, they know that you're going to die in the cube. Now, as a saved person, how do you escape the cube? You die daily. You die daily in the cube. You put no confidence in the energy of the flesh. You die daily. You don't worship your own hands and your own work and your own engine, your own. You don't worship your own innovations. As soon as you invent something, somebody steals it anyway. I've seen it. As soon as you create something, somebody steals it for profit. Anytime God reveals something to you through the Spirit and you speak it out there, they steal it from you and twist it and turn it for profit. They change the revelation from prophet to profit. It's so obvious what's going on. Man wants to worship himself, and so because of that, because man wants to worship himself, all his movies and all his created stuff, I'm talking about the unsaved man, because everything that the unsaved man does is to worship himself, so all his creation stuff, his writings, are to worship self. If man worships himself, then everything that he does as a fractal has to point back to self-worship. If you notice the Wiccans and the witches and the New Agers, they all worship the human. The New Age, they talk about some deep stuff, but it comes back to, you're your own God. You're your own God. You're your own goddess. You create your own reality. You can be a spiritual farmer, but doesn't mean you can create patterns. Doesn't mean you're creating your own reality, because God's in control. He sets a path for you. Now, you can walk in his path for you and prosper, or you can go your own path and join up with the Illuminati, but it's a fake prosperity. It's not even real. It's fake reality. The cube is fake reality. That's why the AI flesh mind is fake reality. That's why they want to believe the lie so much that they start to lie themselves. They lie to themselves and lie to everybody. They want to believe the lie. And so to promote that lie and to keep that lie going, they have to steal, kill, and destroy to keep that false persona or false reality or false lifestyle. They have to keep on lying and cheating and stealing and running around and playing games and player. They have to go down the rabbit hole deeper just to keep the lie going, the fake reality going. They have to. I don't know how to say it any better. I don't care what TV show you watch. I don't care what movie you watch. I don't care where you go. You can't escape the fact that there's a flesh mind and there's a spirit mind. And the flesh mind is the 666 cube system. And it's a cutting field. It's a horror show down here. And the only way you're going to escape the cube as a saved person is to die in the cube. While you're in the cube, you die. And the devil has nothing to, there's nothing for the devil to grab hold of. If you die daily, the devil has nothing to pull you into. There's nothing for them to grab. Because it's all a big network. It's all a demonic network. And they're always trying to get you in debt, in bondage, in slavery, in habits, in whatever it is, a negative pattern that's going down. But you can rise up, but the only way you're going to escape this cutting field, and that's why the shining, if you take the word shine, it goes back to black and white, but the word shining was a horror show. You're in a cutting field. And the only way to escape the cutting field is to die daily. You have to crucify your own flesh mind, and once you do that, they have nothing else to cut because you've already died to the system. So there's nothing they can do to you. The pride, you don't play the pride game anymore with them. You don't play the game anymore because you're already dead to the system. You don't care what identity they try to put on you. They don't even know you. You're in the spirit. They don't know you. Their lies, their fake reality, all the stuff they try to put on you is not even real. They don't even know who you are. Because you died daily to the system. And as you die daily, you start to see past it. And you say, oh, there was nothing down here that I needed anyway. Because I have everything in Christ. And He's going to take care of me. He gives me. He will not suffer His saints to beg bread. And also it says that no temptation is greater. No temptation will overtake you, but He will make a way of escape. It's all common demand. There's nothing new. The only thing the devil has is the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. If you die to the world, die to the flesh, die to the pride of life, you win. You die to it. It's no longer got a hold on you. You're free. While you're in the cube, your flesh body, Your natural realm, the cube system, while you're in the flesh, in the natural, walking down here, playing this game, you die to the system daily, then the cube unfolds because you're taking up your cross. You unfold a cube, you get the cross. You're taking up your cross daily. You're crucifying the old reptilian nature to the cross daily, just like Jesus. You do it by faith. You can't do it any other way by faith. Lord, I need your help. And then you just walk down here, walk with God, and as God leads you, you go along that path, whatever path it is. It's so much peace, it's not even funny. It's so much peace, it's not even funny. And that's why I say when you tie in, whether it's a job, a marriage, a business, the more stuff you tie into down here in the natural, the more stress you're going to have. Because the natural never brings satisfaction. Only the spirit does. And so anything you do in the natural, there's always going to be trouble and pain and miscommunication, and he said, she, there's always going to be trouble, whether it's a church, it doesn't matter, whatever you join, whatever you create down here, there's going to be somebody to feel offended or attack or jealous or envious or disagree or want to fight, you know. But that's all right. The less ties you have, the easier it is. Because the more ties you have, think about all the people pleasing you would have to do if you were in a network of people, whether it's politics, whether it's an actor or an actress or whatever. Think about all the people you have to please. You can't be yourself anymore. You can't be yourself. That's what they want. They want you tied to this system so much you forget who you really are. And you can't even speak the truth because you're worried about offending somebody. I've got at least two or three videos that YouTube blocked because I spoke the truth about the coronavirus being fake. A long time ago. I said it a long time ago. God showed me in a dream or a vid. I was asleep and it was just like, there it is. It's the same old dog. It's just a flu bug. And now Italy says it's died out, you know. It's lost its power. If you came from the ground and the flu bugs come from the ground, then the human body is going to resist it. You don't need their lies. You don't need their vaccines. Penicillin's good. There's some things that will help you. Pain pills or whatever. But God's put your immune system there because you came from the earth, and your body will fight it off. All you need, really, I know this is controversial what I'm going to say, but I believe cancer is just a bacteria. Salt, I wouldn't be surprised if salt didn't kill it, to be honest with you. If they could get salt in there and keep salt around that whatever, that cell or whatever that's caught up in it, it probably would kill it. I'm not saying it will, but I'm just saying salt is a preservative. And if you have an itch, put some salt on your skin and see if the itch doesn't go away like in one nanosecond. If you have something to do with your skin, just put some salt on it and rub it. It'll go away. It'll quit itching. It'll go, whatever it is. My point is, God gave you the natural to heal you because you're from the earth. The solutions are simple. Sleep, water, you know, less stress. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. God has a plan and a program for you. And the system's trying to get you to not even think about God, not to hear anything about God, not to hear any gospel, not to hear any truth, not to use your... They want you to depend on the doctors. And I talked to a doctor. I took a doctor from the airport to Winston-Salem, and we talked for like 30 minutes. He said, wow, how do you know this stuff? You're not a doctor. Just ask questions. Start asking questions. The Holy Spirit will teach you. The source code will show you. The words will show you. The words are outside. The words are spirit. Words are outside the natural. When a baby comes out of the womb, it says, ma, 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 M-A, water and blood. Why does the baby say ma? Because this is a spiritual reality. You're walking in a spiritual, you're actually floating, your water vessel's floating in a spiritual reality. And the words are spirit. Everything around you is spirit. It just, these objects are just derivatives of the spirit. The objects are object lessons, and they all say the same thing, flesh versus spirit. If you walk in the flesh, you die. If you walk in the spirit, you have life and peace.